This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent v. Michael Scott Mount, Defendant Appellant, decided September 9, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District. One in Division State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent v. SD38642, Michael Scott Mount. Filed September 9, 2025. Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County. Honorable Caitlin S. Greenwade affirmed following a bench trial, Michael Scott Mount, defendant, was found guilty by the Circuit Court of 7 of 9 charges filed by the state in its amended information. Worst defendant raises 3 points on appeal that challenge 5 of his 7 convictions. 2.1 claims there was insufficient evidence to support his conviction for the Class A. 1. The Circuit Court found defendant guilty on Count 1, stealing by deceit, see Section 570.030, Count 2, trafficking in stolen identities, see Section 570.224, Count 3, forgery, see Section 570.090, Count 6, possession of a controlled substance, see Section 579.015, Count 8, resisting arrest, see Section 575.150. And Count 9, assault in the fourth degree, see Section 565.56. Regarding Count 4, felony identity theft, see Section 570.223, the Circuit Court found defendant guilty of the lesser included Class A misdemeanor. The Circuit Court found defendant not guilty of Count 5, trafficking in the second degree, see Section 579.068, and Count 7, tampering with electronic monitoring equipment, see Section 575.205. Unless otherwise indicated, all statutory citations are to RSMO 2016, including, as applicable, statutory changes effective January 1, 2017. 2. Defendant does not challenge his convictions on counts 8 and 9. 2. Misdemeanor of identity theft. Points 2 and 3 contend certain physical and testimonial evidence should have been excluded at trial, because that evidence was the fruit of an unlawful, warrantless search. Finding no merit in any of those claims, we deny the points and affirm the judgment of the Circuit Court. The relevant facts. This court views all the evidence and inferences drawn therefrom in the light most favorable to the verdict and will ignore all contrary evidence and inferences. State v. Brown, 360 SW 3D 91 NEEN 921 N2 MO App WD 2012. Viewed in that light, the relevant facts are as follows. On March 14, 2022, defendant and an acquaintance, companion, used stolen credit card information to rent a room in a Springfield area hotel. A few weeks later, the hotel received a charge back for the funds because defendant's and companion's use of the credit card information was fraudulent. Hotel management then placed defendant and companion on the hotel's do not rent list for failing to pay for the room and for using stolen credit card information. A few weeks later, on April 3, 2022, defendant and companion returned to the hotel and attempted to check in, again using stolen credit card information. The card company declined the charge. Despite that declination, the night clerk at the hotel gave defendant and companion a key to a room, not knowing that defendant and companion were on the hotel's do not rent list. When the manager of the hotel, manager, arrived the following morning, she immediately called law enforcement to make them aware of the previous charges that came back with a stolen credit card, and then the card they gave us upon check-in had been declined. Manager also told law enforcement that defendant 3 and companion are on the do not rent list, did not pay for the previous night's stay, and even if they could pay, they were not welcome at the hotel due to the unpaid March stay. At trial, manager testified that defendant and companion should not have been given a key in the first place, and the night clerk's negligence in giving defendant and companion a key was against the hotel's policy. At a pretrial hearing on a motion to suppress filed by defendant, manager testified that defendant and companion were not valid renters under the hotel's policy because hotel policy requires a valid renter to present valid payment before renting a room. Law enforcement officers went to the hotel and found defendant and companion smoking a cigarette by their vehicle in the hotel parking lot. Companion did not produce her personal identification card and told the officers that it was in the hotel room that she and defendant were occupying. While walking to the room to obtain her identification, Companion admitted to the accompanying officer that she had an outstanding warrant for her arrest. When they arrived at the room, Companion opened the door, and the officer followed her inside.